With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An infant is among the four people killed by powerful storms that raked parts of Oklahoma over the weekend. The storms, which spawned destructive tornadoes, hit the town of Sulphur really hard, according to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
Just like that, all the tax revenue, all these businesses in downtown Sulphur overnight have been wiped out. So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
The governor on KOCO-TV, hospitals across Oklahoma reported roughly 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or hit by debris. With Secretary of State Blinken back in the Middle East, a Hamas delegation is attending peace talks in Egypt and follows Israel's latest proposal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal.
There's been a lot of effort by mediators to try to bridge the gap between the two sides. The main sticking point has been that Hamas has said it's only willing to talk about returning hostages in exchange for a full ceasefire and a full withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Israel, up to now, has been saying it's only ready to talk about a pause in hostilities. There is this report suggesting that Israeli officials are ready to talk about the restoration of sustainable calm in Gaza. This could be a formula of words that could help bring the two sides together.
The BBC's Yolande Nell. Also at SRNnews.com, in poll after poll, President Biden's numbers looking pretty bleak. The latest poll from Gallup, reported by the New York Post, it puts Mr. Biden's job approval rating at a dismal 38.7% in the first 3 months of the year. Former President Trump's New York trial is off today, giving Mr. Trump the freedom to hit the campaign trail. He'll be visiting Michigan and Wisconsin later in the day. On Wall Street, Dow futures 65 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 57 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian boy suspended from school over his choice of apparel.
16-year-old Mataki O'Kane got kicked out of Ontario's Granite Ridge Education Center for wearing a hoodie bearing the words, "There are only two genders." O'Kane says officials were unmoved by his claim of free speech and is noting of the fact that the school is festooned with gay pride posters. The student was sent home, and his mother says Child Protective Services later called her to inquire about her son's condition. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean that legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to have an abortion. This is SRN News. The first trial begins for dozens of people in Minnesota accused of an alleged scheme to rip off a children's food program during the pandemic.
Prosecutors say food aid came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and was administered by Minnesota's Department of Education. Nonprofits and other partners were supposed to serve meals to children. Two of the groups, Feeding Our Future and Partners in Nutrition, disbursed around $200 million each in 2021. Prosecutors allege the groups produced invoices for meals that were never served, ran shell companies, laundered money, indulged in passport fraud, and accepted kickbacks. The defendants say they are not guilty. The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. I'm Donna Water.
Three Louisiana police officers wounded by gunfire in a standoff with a man in Kenner, Louisiana. The gunman holed up in a house was later killed by a police sharpshooter. More details at srnnews.com.